Geelong Marine World post-match interview.
For Geelong Marine World, Jed Bewes has been good enough to, well, I was going to say call in, but we actually called him, so we won't lie and say that he called us. Hello, Bewsy, Kingy, Benny, Cass and Nealty in the K-Rock Hub. Congratulations. You've just been into, I believe, just a short team meeting. What was the message from the coach about that wonderful comeback?
G'day, guys. Thanks for having me. It was pretty much just well done on the win. Enjoy it. We spoke a little bit about the first quarter and how that's not acceptable, but the coach is super proud of the way we responded from it.
So you are 37 points down early in the second quarter. Can you take us back to quarter time and the message from the coach? Was it simply as that's not the Geelong way of doing things, or is it a little bit more than that you look at how you get back into the contest?
Yeah, the basic message was just squeeze their lag feed. We know they like to feed back all the time, and we just weren't on that early. And that small shift made a huge difference. And probably just a bit of an attitude adjustment, just be a bit harder than what we were. So, yeah, it worked. So it was good.
Busy, it's Benny Cass. Thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. You seem to have really come of age as a player this year. You played tonight was your 96th game of AFL, but the game seems to have sort of slowed down for you a little bit, and your consistency and your couple of tackles tonight, then you had a handball late in that game that ended up setting up the Hawkins goal. You must be really wrapped with how your season's unfolding, you personally.
Yeah, look, I'm enjoying it. It's obviously a weird season, but I'm just making the most of everything. It's probably in a way better than being stuck at Geelong, stuck at home. So we've got nicer weather here, so we can't really complain. So just enjoying it, and my footy's going right. There's always room for improvement, but I'm just having a ball.
Yeah, you are, and it looks like you're having a ball alongside, Mark O'Connor has improved, Jack Henry has improved, you've got Tommy Stewart, who's playing really good footy, and then you've got Harry Taylor, who, the veteran, and Blitzarves and Henderson. Seems like it's a really good mix in terms of experience now. I mean, your most inexperienced defender is probably Jack Henry. No, in fact, it's Mark O'Connor who's playing his 44th game. So you seem to fit in really well down there.
Yeah, and we've got guys waiting that are ready to go too. Like Z-Bank came in for a game the other week and didn't look out of place. So we've got guys ready. Jordan Clark, he's a bit stiff to miss out this week. So there's guys that are just on the edge and they're pushing us to get better each week, which is good as well.
For Geelong Marine World, cruising, fishing or fun, get on the water with Geelong Marine World. Speaking with Jed Bewes, here's Nealty.
Jed, well done tonight. Terrific win. It was just fantastic to sit back and watch. Mate, in a game that momentum switches so swiftly, can you feel that as a player? Could you feel what was going on in that first quarter, and did you know what to do about it? And then when you started to gain momentum, what set out there amongst yourself and your teammates?
Yeah, in the first quarter, it was probably hard for us at the time to identify. That's probably something we need to get better at. But it was simply just that, just getting up, just more pressure on the ball. We're sitting back a bit too much as defenders and mid. So the message was just the complete opposite to that. Just get up, get in their face. So after, I think it was quarter time, halfway through the second quarter, we started to really feel that we're getting on top. And then we saw the numbers at half time and we thought, yep, we're on top here. We've just got to start. But we'll just keep maintaining what we're doing because we'll get them in the end.
Well, you certainly, look, mate, you did exactly that. It was great to see, and we spoke up here and we heard a lot of people call in about the come-from-behind victory. The feeling in the room, and I know it's raw because it's just happened, do you think people overplay that feeling that now the group knows that they can come from behind, or do you think that's a real thing that you might be able to take forward for the rest of the season?
I think that is a positive. If things don't go away later in the year, and we're not quite on, that we do have that capacity to turn it around really quickly. So it does probably give us a little bit of confidence going forward. Hopefully we just don't get ourselves in that situation again. If we can identify it earlier on the field and just make small adjustments and just minimise what's going wrong, that'd be better.
Your fellow Leopold product, Bewsy and Luke Dalhouse, does he get himself up a little bit more for these Bulldogs games?
Yeah, I reckon he does. He's probably the happiest guy on the team right now.
Yeah, nice. And if we were back home, you'd be next to Gary Rowan locker-wise. I suppose it's a little bit different now because you're playing in non-familiar venues. But talk to us about his impact tonight. He flies for everything. He doesn't he's tackling Tim English, obviously, late in the game when Tim English thought he had more time than he actually really did. Just little things like that seem to lift the side. And he seems to, in the 2 years he's been at the club, turn into a really popular teammate.
Yeah, oh, definitely. And he's doing those things right when we need him too. Like he kicked that goal late, that tackle you mentioned. So he's just doing it at the crucial time when the team needs that little spark. That run down the wing was pretty impressive too. Poor arm, I think it was guards chasing him. He won't want to see the replay of that one.
Yeah, he looked a bit like Jaime, sort of when his batteries ran out and get smart, Busey. You'd be too young for that, but if you can ever YouTube it, it's some very funny stuff. Did your team, what's going on in the hub of you? Have you had, how's your hair going? Is anything sort of, have you let anything go?
Not really. It's we've been playing lots of board games. We've got a nice little rooftop area where we hang out a bit, and we've got a few board games that we've been going through. So
what are your busting, sort of a bit of snakes and ladders, or?
No, there's one called Exploding Kittens that's pretty popular at the moment. I recommend giving that one a go.
Is that an actual board game, or is that a game you've made up?
It's a card game. You purchase it from the shop, so it's legit. It's good. Right. It's good fun. There's that one. Monopoly, bit of everything.
Okay, and do you win, or you haven't busted out Boggle, have you?
Nah, not Boggle. That's a bit probably old. That's probably back in your era.
What are you trying to say, Busey?
Hey, Busey, I'm just going to cut across here. While we're talking about the hub, and I apologise in advance because I know you probably cop a lot of questions about your old man. Now, having played a bit of footy with your old man, can you just give us a quick summary? And you got to be careful because we're on radio. How do you reckon your old man would have gone in a hub? What do you reckon he would have got up to?
I can imagine there would have been a lot of pranks that went on. There would have been nervous boys around him all the time. That's a nice way of putting it, probably.
You've actually, clearly you know your old man, but you've summed that up beautifully and you've done it in a professional manner. And I'm glad, yes, I would concur that your dad in a hub, there would have been absolute riots everywhere. I don't know how it would have been great between him and Blighty to step back in time and referee that one.
Yeah, absolutely. Busey, well done, young man. You're creeping up on 100 games. What does this take you to? 96 today. So all going to plan. Your 100th will be a qualifying final, which will be absolutely fantastic. And obviously, having had your old man in this commentary box for a number of years, we've really enjoyed your evolution. And we talk about it all the time, how much we've enjoyed your footy coming out of Leopold and the Falcons, and now obviously making your way at Geelong and making the number 24 your own. You're doing a wonderful job, young man, and so is your football club. You're going to play finals, and that's a fantastic achievement in this very tough season. Well done. Thanks for joining us, and appreciate your time.
Awesome, guys. Thanks for having me.
Jed Buse joining us there. Thanks, Busey, joining us for Geelong Marine World.
Another
Geelong Marine World post-match interview.